Get out. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Coastal residents near Florida's Tampa Bay ordered to evacuate as Hurricane Ian approaches.
Authorities are actually going to start restricting access Tuesday morning, and that's going to happen with a lot of these coastal areas, especially the island areas, where you're depending on bridges to cross back and forth, because we truly have no idea what the infrastructure is going to look like after a storm like this.
It's Will Nunley of Fox Weather in Clearwater Beach, Florida. The storm about to impact western Cuba.
Maximum winds 105 miles per hour, and we are expecting some strengthening before it reaches western Cuba. The system is then forecast to move across Cuba and into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, where it's likely to become a major hurricane.
That means at least Category 3 strength, according to senior hurricane specialist Daniel Brown at the National Hurricane Center. The last hurricane to strike a direct hit on the Tampa area was a Category 4 storm more than 100 years ago. President Biden met with the White House Competition Council Monday and claimed the U.S. economy remains strong.
The president applauded lower gas prices and other economic wins that he says puts America in a stronger position to deal with global challenges. But he says there is work to be done on an aspect that he says weighs down family budgets.
Unnecessary hidden fees, known in the parlance as junk fees, are hitting families at a time when they can't afford it.
The president specifically cited costs to switch cell phone carriers or book hotel rooms. He hailed many banks ending overdraft fees as a sign that eliminating hidden fees can be done.
Fox's Kurnal Scott. The NFL is eliminating its full contact Pro Bowl at the end of this season and replacing it with the Pro Bowl games, which will feature star players taking part in skills competition, followed by a flag football game the week before the Super Bowl. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A pro-life activist in Pennsylvania has been arrested and charged with a federal offense over an encounter with an abortion clinic volunteer.
Federal authorities and the family of a well-known pro-life activist are telling two very different stories. Mark Houck has been charged with violating the FACE Act, which makes it a federal crime to restrict access to reproductive clinics. Houck is accused of shoving a 72-year-old volunteer at a Philadelphia Planned Parenthood. His wife told the Catholic website LifeSite News that 25 to 30 FBI agents raided their home with guns drawn on the family and put her husband in shackles. The FBI's Philadelphia field office is pushing back on what it calls inaccurate claims. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich raised this concern on Fox and Friends.
Why did they feel they had to go at 7 a.m. when he and his seven kids, imagine what they're watching?
In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
The Biden administration is using Title VI of the Civil Rights Act to investigate charges of environmental discrimination. The EPA agreeing to investigate allegations that officials in Louisiana discriminated against black residents by failing to control air pollution in parishes packed with refineries and petrochemical plants. Hundreds of dogs have been rescued from what authorities say was a dog fighting operation.
A joint team of 60 federal and state law enforcement officers took down what the Justice Department calls the biggest takedown of a dog fighting operation in South Carolina. They broke up a scheduled dog fight in Richland County this past Saturday. Then they executed search warrants at various homes and properties in other counties, rescuing a total of 305 dogs and arresting more than 20 people. The suspects may face up to 5 years in prison for violating the Animal Welfare Act. The Humane Society of the U.S. and other animal advocates are now helping care for those animals. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.